From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Friendship Network.
Let's go to Mass, shall we? Better still, let's go to a Tridentine Mass. Right now!
It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Midweek Edition! Episode 88! And now, here's the snarkiest fans of Summorum Pontificum, Brian Michael Page! It's Ponte!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Priyanis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the middle of the 14th week of Ordinary Time. We got a little midweek program going on today. We're actually going to start a special series on the Tridentine Mass. Yes, the Mass according to 1962, the Roman Missal of 1962. Now, that in just a couple of short months, one will no longer need to beg a bishop to celebrate that said form of Mass. I won't say Tridentine right here. I'll say Tridentine Mass. Okay. The Tridentine Mass and the Novus Ordo Mass are both Masses of the Latin Rite. Both forms originated in the Latin language. We're going to take this into more detail, but first, let's bring back our old friends Papa Joe and Frank before they become strangers.
Today on Liturgy 911, our distinguished liturgy cops, Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rhines, get a call asking to rescue a distraught bishop.
So, Papa Joe, what's eating this guy?
I don't know. All they said is he's distraught, and he may be seen heading towards the Tiber.
Is he crossing it?
No, I fear he may be jumping into it. Whoever called dispatch said he's really upset.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Is that him?
Your Excellency, what could be eating you so bad?
I am living the saddest day of my life. As a bishop, as a priest, and as a man.
But why is that, good bishop?
The Holy Father gave his motu proprio. The one that frees up that old mass. And now everything the Second Vatican Council worked for is gone.
You mean Summorum Pontificum?
Yeah, that one.
But why? Why do you say everything the Second Vatican Council worked for is gone?
Please, Most Reverend Bishop, you can talk to us. We're pastoral, too. In a way.
Well, the Council was supposed to do away with the old Mass altogether. And this Pope is bringing it back.
But Bishop, the Council never did away with the old Mass. All they did was invent a new Mass. But they never did away with the old.
Yeah, but the next thing you know, they'll be doing away with the new. All of Archbishop Bunini's work is cancelled. And wearing his ring...
Bishop, listen. Listen, calm down. None of the good Archbishop's work was cancelled. Pope Benedict never cancelled the new Mass either. If anything, the new Mass still gets a front seat.
Are you sure?
Would we lie to you, Bishop?
Come with us, Bishop. Come, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
There now.
Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rhines may have saved the soul of a bishop. Christos Vincit Anywhere. Liturgy, music, and fun.
Hello everyone, this is Alex Youngblood with Deus Caritas Est, a Catholic podcast. Deus Caritas Est is a podcast discussing Catholic history, saints, prayers, morals, and also news, movies, books, and daily life of my life as a Catholic teen. And we have music every episode from current Christian artists and much, much more. If you want to check us out, head over to dceacp.blogspot.com. And I hope to have you tuning in next time. And until then, remember, God is love. Ashamed of your love.
Don't do this at church.
River of glory, riding my horse.
Today we're going to embark on a new journey. The traditional, or Tridentine, Latin Mass, according to the Roman Missal of 1962. Now, as you probably know, last Saturday, Pope Benedict XVI released his Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum, which will, effective September 14th of this year, free the Latin Mass. No, not as in letting it go like a bad employee, but to make clear that the traditional Mass, though extraordinary, not ordinary, was never forbidden. And permission to celebrate Mass in the old should have never been needed in the first place. In light of that, let's take a look at this 1962 Mass. Now, as the current Mass is divided into two parts, the Liturgy of the Word and Liturgy of the Eucharist, the traditional Mass is also divided into two parts, the Mass of the Catechumens and the Mass of the Faithful. However, a good chunk of the Mass doesn't exactly get heard by the people in the pew. You do, however, catch instances where the priest will say something considerably louder. Those instances will often induce a response by the service primarily, but the people are also invited to respond. What should also be understood here is that as the priest acts in persona Christi, that is, in the role of Christ, in both the new and old forms of Holy Mass, the servers in the old form of the Mass act in persona populi, in the role of the people. Another thing that should be understood is that the priest doesn't turn his back on the people, as most progressives like to call it, but faces the Lord, as do the gathered faithful. Now, I'm going to start with the most basic Tridentine liturgy, the Low Mass. The celebrant and servers process to the foot of the altar. Once they approach the foot of the altar, they stop there and they kneel. And they begin Mass in nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You don't hear the words bonus mane or bonus oriens, or meaning good morning. You shouldn't hear those in the current Mass either. But I'll digress for now. The priest then continues with the words Intro Ebo ad Altare Dei. I will go unto the altar of God. And the servers respond with Ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meum. The God who gives joy to my youth. They then recite what is known as the Judica Me Deus, the verses of Psalm 42 in the Vulgate or Douay Rheims translations of the Bible, Psalm 43 in more modern editions. Now, after the recitation of Psalm 42 between priest and servers, the Confiteor, or I Confess, is said. Now, what is different that is the Confiteor in this old form of the Mass is said twice. The first Confiteor is said by the priest to his servers, followed by absolution by the servers. That is the Miseriator tu Omnipotens Deus, or May Almighty God have mercy on you. Then the procedure is reversed. The servers say the Confiteor to the priest on behalf of the gathered faithful, and then the priest absolves his people. Miseriator vestri omnipotens Deus. You listen to that. Now, Miseriator tui is addressing you in the singular form, vestri, you in the plural form. Now, the dialogue between priests and servers, though hardly audible, is what's known as the prayers at the foot of the altar. Nice simple name, right? And now that this is finished, the priest and the servers now approach the altar. The priest silently prays for purity, and then kisses the altar where relics of the saints are enclosed. Then the introit, or entrance chant, is recited by the priest. Again, not very audibly. You might be able to hear it faintly. It's not totally silent, but you can pretty much catch it. And then he'll raise his voice just a little bit and start saying the Kyrie. The Kyrie is antiphonally recited between priest and servers. And the priest will often make the Kyrie somewhat heard so that some people will join in with the servers. Now, while in the modern Mass, there is a sixfold Kyrie, which there are two Kyrie eleisons, two Christe eleisons, and two Kyrie eleison again, the traditional Mass calls for a ninefold Kyrie, three of each instead of two. Following that, the Gloria is started by the priest. Gloria in excelsis Deo, usually at a loud enough tone so that all can join in at in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis, which is, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. And the people and priest will continue right on to the end, in gloria Dei Patris, amen, or in the glory of God the Father, amen. The priest then faces the people and says, Dominus vobiscum, or the Lord be with you. The people respond, Et cum spiritu tuo, or and with thy spirit. After that, the priest turns back towards the Lord, giving his invitation to pray. Oremus, let us pray. He then says the collect, which in the modern Mass is simply known as the opening prayer. And that prayer ends with the words, Per omnia saecula saeculorum, or world without end, which is another way of saying, of course, forever and ever. And the people say, Amen. Now, on our next cast, we're going to show you what this opening part of the Mass is like in a high Mass. It's quite nice. When I was music director for Holy Name of Jesus Church in Providence, Rhode Island, we did high Mass every Sunday, except during the summer, at which time we did low Mass. If anyone wants to get ahead of me on this subject, the website fisheaters.com has some really good detail on the traditional Latin Mass. I'll leave a direct link in the show notes for each week during this series. And now for some pod-safe music, here is Paul Lisney.
Assumption.
Divine Praises. Imagine that one, the Divine Praises. Little contemporary version of the traditional benediction prayer. Paul comes to us courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com. And also check out Paul's site, whose link we'll leave in the show notes. And we'll be back.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst. Remember last season's episode of PWTN's inclusive language spin-off sensation, Big Sibling? Well, Roger landed up being last year's winner. So this year, we have some returning house guests and some brand spanking new house guests in Big Sibling 2. First, our returning guests, Joan, a Benedictine nun and columnist. Roger, last year's winner, an archbishop who thrives on liturgical dance, Kool-Aid pitchers, and bogus religion education conferences. Todd, a bishop who is good friends with Roger. Carrie, a musician and former priest. Marty, another musician. David, yet another musician. And Donald, a bishop who prefers to be a neutered fish. And now, here are our seven new guests to join them. Luca, a bishop who cries when reverence prevails. Anthony, a priest who claims the traditional Latin Mass is part of a false religion. Tom, who claims the Pope doesn't trust his bishops. Michael, yet another musician. Andre, a musician who uses his guitar as part of his preaching at Mass. Dan, a musician who just reunited with his friends last year for the first time in over 20 years. And Bernard, an extremist dissident from the other direction. Some are here because of their hideous music. Others are there simply because they oppose Summorum Pontificum. One even to the point of tears. And others just allow junk to happen, like liturgical dance, bad music, Barney blessings. Watch these 14 house guests battle it out on Big Sibling 2. In color on PWTN.
Get the two podcast alley or go to dig.com. Old Christus Vintage Anywhere says that snark with the facial hair. So let's vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay. For it's one quick click of your mouse. Vote for us today.
Hey, Brian Michael Page from Christus Vintage Anywhere.
Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards. Or it's one quick click of your mouse vote for us today. And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Coloris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Reminder, Christos Vincit the Blog, running in the Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. We'll have a link to the show notes for that. And also for the 2007 Podcast Awards. Nominations are now underway, and they'll be going until Sunday, the 15th of July. And then after that, we'll be in the voting stages. Please consider going there and nominating Christos Vincit Anywhere, as well as your other favorite Catholic podcasts in the religion category. Well, finally, we have a review in iTunes. Mary Mack gave us our first review, and she wrote the following. This is a funny podcast devoted to good Catholic liturgy and music from the perspective of a parish organist. He has had some fun technological pests, guests. Brian knows how to have fun, but is faithful to the church and its teachings and the traditional music for liturgy. Well, thank you, Mary, for your kind review, and we invite more people to follow suit and send us your review. It doesn't have to be positive. You know, if you like what you hear, let us know. If you don't like what you hear, still let us know. Feedback is what helps us get better in our craft. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next time for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and we'll be continuing our coverage on the traditional Latin Mass. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and Oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.